Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now comes a story about how a local school budget crunch directly affects kids, in this case, kids and sports. Tonight in Arlington, parents are expected at a school committee meeting to voice opposition to a steep increase in athletic fees. Under the new fee schedule, if one family has two kids playing high school sports, one on the hockey team, one playing tennis, for example, they'll shell out $1,200 for one season. The school committee calls the fee hikes necessary to defray athletic department operating costs. But as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, the backlash is as fierce as the sports competition.
If you want to be on the Arlington High School basketball team, you have to be able to shoot the ball and pay $480 for the season.
Arlington is back, and you will be leading.
If you want to cheer for the Spy Ponders football squad, you'd better have upper body strength to lift someone over your head and pay $408. This year, Arlington started the school year with a $4 million budget gap. To plug that, they increased class size and laid off staff and raised sports fees significantly. Parents recently got the athletic bills.
No, I can't really afford it, but they take MasterCard.
Ann Mazzola has two high school boys and pays $1,700 for them to participate in three sports.
We'll do it because I don't want my kids to not play sports. I can't afford that more. Sports are so important to many kids, to my kids especially, for many reasons. It keeps them busy after school. It gives them a sense of teamwork, and they learn so much playing sports. And it's huge in the college application process.
But Mazzola and others say the school committee has unfairly targeted sports to fix the problem, while fees for drama and music are much smaller. Coaches say the fee hike, combined with the drop in a family fee cap, is driving athletes away. Cheerleading coach Kelly Puglisi says she has a big squad for football, but doesn't expect the same for basketball in the winter.
Well, I'm hoping I'll have maybe 8 out of 25 that usually I have. You know, they raised this fee to expect more money, and now they're not going to get the kids to participate. So in my eyes, they're losing.
One girl who might not be back for cheerleading is junior Carissa Moderana.
I'm just really upset because, like, I've been cheering for, like, ever, and I can't even do it. Honestly, like, you keep your skills and stuff, and if you don't do stuff for, like, a long amount of time, you, like, lose them and stuff, and you have to, like, start from square one again.
Her mother, Nina Moderana, says with another daughter entering high school in the fall who wants to be on the cheerleading squad, too, she wants to know where the fees are going.
They don't get a uniform. We have to pay for sneakers and jackets. So we don't know what that money is going to.
Arlington School Committee Chairman Joe Curo says the money is going to pay for almost 100% of the athletic program, and some sports subsidize others. Curo says the school committee held meetings and sought feedback from parents, but he thinks many didn't tune in until they got the bill this fall.
It's very understandable. This is a big shock. I mean, our fees are just about the highest around at this point. And we understand that really over the long term, that's just not sustainable.
I think there certainly is a danger in creating an unfair advantage.
Ted Dever, director of athletics at Arlington High School, says the higher fees will make athletics elitist.
I don't see that right now in the fall season, but I do anticipate it. You know, the winter is hockey, and we charge $720 for that. Gymnastics is going to be $720. I think you will see a drop-off in participation.
And Dever says with the economy, teens can't get jobs, so they have few other options.
Many of us know we don't want teenagers being idle because that's when drugs and alcohol sometimes get involved.
But Joe Curo says regardless of how angry parents are at the school committee meeting tonight, there's not much the committee can do now that the school year is underway.
Arlington really prides itself on its sports offerings. I don't think that we want to see the ghosts of communities like Hull or Mansfield that did away with their athletic and extracurricular programs come to haunt us here in our town.
Many other cities and towns, including Quincy and Peabody, have athletic fees, but they're much lower than Arlington's and cap the amount one family has to pay. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.